This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of All Fantasy, everything is brought to you by AeroPress. Now, let me paint a picture for you. You bought an amazing, delicious smelling bag of coffee beans. You get home, you're stoked, you make the coffee, and it just isn't what you're feeling. You know, it's a bad cup. AeroPress coffee, however, uses a patented brew method. That's right. You didn't think I knew about brew methods, but I do. It gets all the purest flavor that you could imagine out of those beans, and it speeds things up so coffee doesn't get over-extracted. It's going to give you a smooth, it's going to give you a rich, it's going to give you a bitter-free cup of coffee that tastes as good as the smell, if not better. And that's what we're all shooting for. You know what I mean? AeroPress, it's like a French press that makes a way better cup of coffee. AeroPress uses a patented 3-in-1 brew technology, again, with my brew technology knowledge. It's going to combine the flavor benefits of espresso, pour over, and French press into one compact, tiny little portable device built for travel. I got one. I have traveled with it. It is in the cupboard right now, barely taking up any space. You get a completely unique, delicious cup of coffee wherever you go, only possible with an AeroPress. With over 55,000 five-star ratings in over 60 countries, that's almost more countries than I thought existed. AeroPress is the best-reviewed coffee press on the planet. At just under $50, and with all of those great reviews, AeroPress makes an exceptional gift. It's thoughtful, it's proven, tasty, and travel-oriented. I'm all those things as well. Who wouldn't love that as a gift? Gift receipt, not needed. No one's going to take it back. Get on it. AeroPress is shockingly affordable, less than $50, and we've got an incredible offer for our audience. Visit aeropress.com/allfantasy. Again, that's aeropress.com/allfantasy, and use the promo code allfantasy to save 20% off of your order. That's aeropress.com/allfantasy, and be sure to use the code allfantasy at checkout to save 20%. It is time to ditch the drive-through. Toss the French press and say yes to better mornings, fueled by better coffee. AeroPress ships to the USA and over 60 countries around the world. And we thank AeroPress for sponsoring our show.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that fantasy drafts anything and everything from the world of pop culture, from Samuel L. Jackson movies to crimes we'd like to commit and everything in between. On this episode, we're drafting insults that don't have a swear word in them with our guest, Mike Malloy, who was about a half hour late and deserves all of these insults.
Tell him.
I'm your host, Ian Carmel, and with me as always are David Bory and Sean Jordan. Let's get to it. To another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that just fucking has
had it up
to here.
I'm right here.
Mike.
I'm up to here.
And I said, this is the one where I wasn't going to swear. This is the one where I was like, I'm not going to do an actual swear word this whole time. And I'm still not. You better sit the farg down.
I'm gonna fucking do 50 for this fucking idiot.
Mike looks like he just made a beat for the first time.
Yeah.
Mike's got Fruity Loops.
Mike works like a wayward contestant on the White Rapper Show starring MC Search.
Dog, I was just watching that a clip from that yesterday. I completely
what
forgot
did I
about
tell
that
you?
Show.
What did I tell
somebody,
you?
Well, somebody tweeted it out yesterday about the White Rapper Show. What was that? MC, who's the dude from third base?
That's what I just said, you fucking colossal asshole.
No, I know. I'm saying I'm just remembering.
MC Search.
Yeah.
Mike looks like he just found out his boat got cut out of The Deadliest Catch.
I mean, I got a Henley on. I look like I got kicked off the boat.
Oh, no, yeah. You look like someone who rollerbladed to the Battle of Bull Run right now. Yeah.
and you look
cool.
Amazing, Ian. I'm very proud of you. So
thank
there's
you.
That.
Yeah,
you
David
do
looks
look
awesome
amazing.
Too.
Yeah. Sean looks like he should be getting dragged out of his house right now for having some of Nancy Pelosi's items on in his home.
They can't close the bar if I don't leave.
Yeah. This is the people's house. I pay taxes. I don't get how taxes work.
Sean looks like he built the Unabomber cabin inside the Barrick skate park.
That's my manifesto and then my trick list right next to it.
Kill the government 360 flip.
Sean's one of those. Sean's one of the non-playable characters in Tony Hawk that's just selling meth by a van.
Mike looks like a character in Saints Row.
Like if I was a tattoo artist, I would say to Mike right now, like, well, we don't have any Boondock Saints tattoos in the book, but I mean, there's nothing saying I can't just freestyle one.
Yeah, it's like a dildo. Anything's a dildo. Anything's a Boondock Saints tattoo if you try hard enough.
I don't agree with that line of logic in the slightest.
John, you didn't write a manifesto. You wrote a Goldfinger's super manifesto.
Oh. Now, and you say there's an Emmy in your house.
It's
is
in my
right?
house. I hit it when I drove up to Portland for the holidays, and it's still in the hiding spot.
I hit it once. I missed
it.
You did.
You put it in the front yard once.
I did.
I hit it first.
I was just going to say.
I'm Ray J on that Emmy.
You're putting all the stuff, like all your desks and stuff. You should just put the Emmy on the gram and be like, last chance, anyone that wants it.
Anybody wants it up for grabs? I'm starting
moving
new.
Purge.
I'm acting like I don't have it.
Does your cup have vodka, or is that a hilarious joke that married people make?
It's a hilarious joke. Well, it's
not married. I don't mean married, but like.
Oh, wait,
vodka.
I hope
for those
so.
At home listening, or wherever you are listening out in the world, it said my mug that I'm drinking peppermint tea out of says may contain vodka, but it's from Kachka. I bought a bunch of like stuff from local restaurants in Portland just to do my part because I can't eat there. So it's just a mug from this restaurant called Kachka Lavka. And they do vodka flights at Kachka that Sean and then Nicholas Nanpe, not on the podcast, not in the studio.
Wait. Vodka flights are for alcoholics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, those are shots of vodka.
That's just six shots of vodka, bro.
It's gross. It's a classy restaurant. It's like a really good restaurant. And like they maintain that there are different flavors of vodka. And we went in there curious as cats. And I can tell you, they all tasted like vodka.
Yeah, I bet it was six shots of vodka. Vodka flights. I didn't know anybody did that.
I didn't either. We asked him. We're like, is it just what it sounds like? And they're like, yeah, you get to sample the vodkas. And we're like, okay, six shots or a flight, please. And keep them coming. We got a long dinner ahead of us.
We got drunk.
When I first started drinking, a grown man told me, don't drink vodka. It's for alcoholics.
Well, my dad could attest to that, as he was a firm alcoholic. He was
steadfast. He beat it.
He leveled up. He beat the final boss.
A 100% voting record with the alcoholics.
He beat the game.
He had the high score, man.
Yeah, vodka. I don't know, like. But you have to hear, if you go to a Russian restaurant and they're like, hey, we have a vodka flight, you got to hear them out at least. You know, you want to hear them out.
Of course we were going to get it.
One of the fanciest parties I've ever been to was in Manhattan, just off of Times Square at a Russian restaurant. And they had all these different free vodkas. And you know what? I got drunk exactly how I would have if there was one vodka.
Yeah.
100%. Uh-huh. When I first started going out, I would get screwdrivers. That was what I, you know, when you don't really know how to order yet.
OJ?
Yeah.
That's like, what you started with?
All hours of the day?
Yeah. Whenever I got a drink, I would never, it never changed. It was just like, and then every now and again, I'd get a Jaeger bomb. Like screwdrivers and a Jaeger bomb.
But that tradition holds till now. You still every now and again get a Jaeger bomb.
Yeah, that part hasn't gone away. The screwdriver. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that ain't going to go away either. That's
bro, I'm 33 years old, and in the past 5 years we've been hanging out, I've only done Jaeger bombs with you.
Oh, that ain't going anywhere.
No.
Yeah. We're going to keep it. As soon as comedy festivals start again, get ready for Jaeger bombs to start again.
I may have done my last Jaeger bomb. I really think that's okay.
I think that's okay.
I do not care for shots, as you guys know. That has never been a thing that I really enjoy.
You get a little slap happy after you have a couple.
You also don't care for good bars.
David, get out of here. I like nice places.
You know, stupid bars that have like a quesadilla deal or whatever you're always trying to get.
Yeah, listen, I'm trying to get some bang for my buck.
Yeah, I mean, okay, they have chips and salsa for 40 cents.
Idle Hour is nice.
Idle Hour is
Idle
nice.
Hour rules.
Idle Hour is nice.
That's where we'd be probably in 3 hours from now if this was under normal circumstances.
That's a fair point. That's a fair
God damn. Shouts to, what was her name? Eliza, our waitress?
We'd be there 3 hours from now, but we would have been scheduled to be there 2 hours from now. And you
Listen,
would have
no, they don't again. Open till noon. Listen, I would have been here on time. My fiance doesn't want me to be great, and she turned my alarm off because she heard it going off on a Sunday morning and said, this can't be a real thing. You haven't had anything to wake up for in months. What would you have to wake up for on a Sunday? And I had told her that it was this, but she also was asleep.
Mike Malloy, last time I was at Idle Hour was with you and Jamel the day Kobe died, and we got drunk.
Oh, actually, no, that wasn't the last time. You and I did go once in like June for one drink and then felt bad about it for 4 months.
Oh, I forgot about that. We broke quarantine once, and then I did really feel upset.
Was, Mike, were you? Oh, Mike, why don't you go? Yeah, go walk somewhere. Were you maybe late because you?
Who's
were giving
coming
a,
into your house, bro?
I know who lives in my house.
What are you doing?
Yeah, it's Dinah.
Bro,
she lives here.
I'm gonna kill Mike Malloy.
What did I do? I'm sorry. This is just
you
my
look
den.
Like you just took a master class on how to be the fourth person in charge in an MMA training corner.
Oh, he for sure looks like the guy in the corner who just holds the spit bucket and tells you to keep it real.
And you scream his nickname that only his grade school friends know, but you weren't actually a grade school friend, but you still know the nickname. That's how close you are.
Shadow Puppet! Shadow
this,
Puppet!
This ain't the Jersey home for boys no more.
Sean is Jordan on Twitter. Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on Instagram.
Bruv.
Sean Lissies S. Grant on
on
the Pushing 40s
like
Pushing Boardies app.
That's right, dude. How are you doing, man? What's going on?
Good. We were Pushing 40s Pushing Boardies yesterday. Somebody made stickers. I think Ryan made stickers that say Skate Club on them. I showed Lauren. She's like, that is so cute. And I was like, cute. I'm almost 40.
What do the stickers look like?
Just says Skate. It's in the whip. Otherwise, I'd say it just says Skate Club. Kind of like Fight Club, but Skate Club.
Okay,
actually, that's probably what it is. Yeah. I don't know. That's about it. Shout out to Charlie. What's up, Charlie? He was hanging out the other day at Skate Club.
You do any ollies or what?
Dude, I did a trick I ain't never done before. I did a nollie 5-0 backside 180 out.
We all know what that is. We all know what that is.
Yeah, that's right. You don't know what that is.
We do know what
that
is.
So that's a front side ollie.
No. It's a nollie 5-0.
Isn't a nollie doing an ollie with your front foot?
It's a nollie 5-0 grind.
So, it's a good 50-50
like a nollie frontside 5-0, backside 180 out.
And then he does it. And then he does a backside, the side he usually doesn't spin out.
That's what I said, I thought.
Yeah,
I'm
you
sorry,
thought.
Nelly did a trick?
Nelly?
Nelly?
Was he wearing his sweatsuit?
Yeah, or his suit.
Or his suit
I'm not
suit.
Gonna, I'm not here to abide all this Nelly slander.
No, certainly not.
No.
He's a national treasure, and we should treat him as such.
Here you go. And I never got the answer. And I'd like the answer. What does EI mean?
Uh-oh. Underlay. What's popping tonight?
Yeah.
Underlay, mama. EI. What does EI mean?
I think it's just a noise.
Yeah. I think it's...
The name of the song is E period I period.
Yeah.
I think it's just an onomatopoeia.
What's popping tonight?
All right. Thanks for nothing, dudes.
Enjoying Ian, dude.
It stands for enjoying Ian. You want to fucking get salty with somebody, take it to fucking Nelly's doorstep, not ours.
You
I had nothing
got me
to fucking
salty
do with it.
About 47
Bro,
minutes ago.
You could not fight Nelly. My man is jacked.
Yeah, that's
who was
the fight you
I
lose.
Never threatened you. Sean, this is Sean. This is Sean's battle. He's the one upset about EI. I had nothing to do
Listen,
with it.
Listen, I'm just glad that I told everybody that Hold the Line is the best Toto song. That's all I've been
that
up to, Ian.
Happen.
Thank you very much.
One of Mike Malloy's biggest wins.
And especially now that they came for Africa for being white savior bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that song's dumb.
Yeah, it sounds dumb as hell. It's about missionaries. Fuck them.
I wish it would have been about something else. I love that song.
Yeah.
Ba, 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 ba. It could have been about anything.
I miss the rains down in New Zealand.
Yeah, Wichita. What if it was about Wichita? It changes nothing.
It really would.
It doesn't at all. The melody is still the same.
God bless the rains down in Wichita.
But you grow up the son of John Williams, you start thinking you can get away with shit. You start thinking you can do, you know, colonizer.
You
shit.
Saying that is assuming I know who John Williams is,
the composer. Dude.
The only composer that I would know off the top of my head.
There's only one composer.
Alive.
Beethoven.
There's only one composer.
Danny Elfman.
His name is Dan. Yeah, exactly. Danny Elfman.
Yeah,
this is look him up.
Hans Zimmer slander, dude. Hans Zimmer. And Jack Black's character from The Holiday.
I thought he's just an actor. I thought he just chases Baby Yoda from movie to movie.
Oh, no, that's Han Solo, dude. You're thinking of Hans Solo.
No, was it Hans Zimmer in Baby Yoda?
Is his name, this might be my caution of the wind moment.
No, you're
is
thinking it, of Werner Herzog.
Is it Hans Solo?
That's what I'm thinking of, Werner Herzog. That's
hold on,
guy?
David, go ahead. David, please, we've discussed this. Go ahead.
Also, it's Werner Herzog.
And it's Ibiza if we're gonna get technical, but
yeah, is it Han Solo?
No, it's Han Solo.
Han Solo.
Yeah.
Not Hans.
That's what I'm saying. Han Solo.
Yeah.
Han.
Shane Han at Solo. an open mic at this place called the Boiler Room that's no longer there, called him Hans Solo in the middle of a set. And this was right towards the beginning of us knowing each other.
And this dude, Kyle, in the back. So Shane said Han Solo, and this dude, because there was one side for comics, and Kyle just goes, Hans? And then we all started laughing, and Shane's like, yeah, f*** you. And he didn't. Oh, I swore. Dang it.
Oh, I was gonna blew it.
Were we trying to work clean?
Marissa, will you put an air horn over that? I still admit that I swore, but, you know, anyway. Sure.
I said a hard C on the pre-roll.
Anyway.
I said a high C, dude. Barry Blast.
We're the C-bros.
That guy you said a hard C is David Borey. Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. The G is silent on Twitter.
Hey.
Hey, E-I.
Uh-oh.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm currently in Fort Collins, Colorado. I'm looking at a cutout of Danny DeVito and a painting that my man Greg Edwards did. I'm all right, man. Can't complain.
That's a beautiful setup.
Yeah, can't complain.
Why is there a cutout?
Who's got the Greg Edwards? Yeah, explain the terroir.
I'm at Sam Talent's house by his book, Running the Light, blah, 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 blah. And he has a cutout of Danny DeVito because for his sister Sophie's birthday, they got a Danny DeVito cutout and a Drake cutout. She has the Drake cutout at her house. This is all very inside baseball family type shit.
That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. He has the Danny. Do you want me to get it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got it.
I'll be right back.
Mike, you might as well go somewhere, huh?
I'm gonna fucking kill Mike.
I'm just making Mike Paloma. Jesus, guys, you know
he's making another egg white cocktail.
It's 7 a.m.
It's 9 a.m. It's 9:30.
So, you know what's killing me, Mike, that I explained earlier, and that will be left in the podcast now, is that when you're across the room like that, our super producer has to work so much harder to make you sound good.
And Sean's just white so everybody knows, right now.
I had to take my sweatshirt off because I am pissed off. And that doesn't happen a lot.
All right, I'm back. See, it was that quick. You could have just... David's back with his Danny DeVito.
It's not even crazy. DeVito from a movie. It's just him in a polo shirt.
Yeah.
He looks like he's there.
That's just everyday Danny.
He looks like he's on the red carpet for an animated movie that he produced. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's that level of dressing up.
My body and me.
That is awesome. He does. He looks. Wow. Danny, I didn't know you went to Target. Hey, you got me.
Yeah, we just hang out. We go to the store.
Dan DeVito, dude.
Dan, yeah. I think it's Dan DeVito.
I think it's life size.
It might be. It's not hard.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a statuesque man. He's what?
Not
five,
a ton of cardboard
five, three
on that.
In IRL.
You can be statuesque and be short. Don't do that.
I mean, I suppose. Isn't that... Doesn't that adjective normally mean to, like, tower over somebody, though?
I think so. I think it means tall.
I think it means you're ripped.
Oh, okay.
That's what I always thought. You're built like a statue.
But Buddha's a statue, and he's not, like, ripped.
I think it's, like, tall and athletic.
Well, Buddha is based on the Japanese god Hoti. Siddhartha Gautama was not fat.
How's Fort Collins, dude?
It's good, man. I'm not coming back to Colorado, Los Angeles for a while because it's, you know, literally the worst place in the world. And if you're in it, it's fine. But you going back to the worst place in the world for a pandemic is not the smart move.
It's not even fun being in it, man. I haven't gone in anywhere that isn't my house.
No.
Period. Just like since we've gotten back from Portland.
I think and that's a bummer. Like, I've been out here. We went fishing yesterday. We didn't go fishing yesterday. We went fishing to and we unloaded all this shit, and then we found out we didn't have the Allen key for the fucking the drill. But I've been out here, man. I've been having a good time.
Did you throw your phone in the lake anyways, though? Just to...
I'm going to come through that fucking screen.
David drop is going to open up a French kissing bar in Fort Collins.
I'm gonna drop kick you on the nutsack.
How come there isn't kissing bars?
Yeah.
How come that's not a thing?
A kissing bar, that'd be successful.
Yeah. I mean, pre-corona, that would have been a pretty lucrative business. $5, you can get all the kisses you want inside.
Every bar is a kissing bar.
Yeah, the Roost was
nerds.
A kissing bar sometimes.
Like, nobody advertises it at that, and it should be.
Roost was not a kissing bar.
I've kissed
the Roost. Roost absolutely should not be a kissing bar. It might have become a kissing bar between the four of us, but it wasn't supposed to be.
I've kissed the woman at the Roost.
I've kissed the woman at the Roost, and it's still not a kissing bar.
I've kissed at the Roost. I've also slapped Mike Malloy open-handed in the chest at the Roost.
I've slapped way more people than I've had hot meals at the Roost.
And you're a big hot meal at 1 a.m. at a weird bar guy, too, so that's saying something.
I do like
Mike's
a hot meal.
Mike's a big, let me see if this place has meat pies energy.
Listen, you can't fuck up a meat pie.
I can't help but notice you didn't have shepherd's pie on the menu, but if I wink, I get a shepherd's pie. Is that right?
But
is that
what I'm led to believe? I have the ingredients for a shepherd's pie. I see mashed potatoes. I see several vegetables. I see ground beef. I see you have a hamburger. You must be able to make shepherd's pie.
Are there any Welshmen in the kitchen?
Yeah. You're industrious. You're industrious. I believe
I want
in
it
you.
To look like the craft service table at The Departed, right
that
here.
Cook you got looks like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
John had already gone to the well with Boondock Saint Swanson. And he was just like, "What's another Boston?
What else
movie?
Is in there?" Huh?
What
Mike and Sean look like they're working the craft service table at fucking The Departed.
We do look like we get along. We're like, "Oh, that's my Duncan. Here's your Duncan. Sorry, we mixed up Duncans."
No, it's a Duncan.
Fake Mike Malloy on Twitter. I think it's also fake Mike Malloy on Instagram.
It sure is.
Yeah,
nothing on Twitter. Didn't you get booted?
No, Zach did.
Zach got booted, dude. Zach was
Mike's still standing. They came for me. They tried coming for me.
Zach got permabanned, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, are you serious?
Yeah, Zach got permabanned for telling Lindsey Graham to eat a bullet.
Well, he looks hungry. I don't know what the big deal is.
But it's also just like, I don't know. Do we have to be nice to fascists?
No,
I don't think
first
so.
First they came for Zach Toscani, and
I said nothing because it was kind of funny.
Then they came for Mike Malloy, and I was like, hell yeah. That guy's
wait a minute.
It's a real journey of radicalization, dude, from a purloined shrimp fried rice to wishing a sitting U.S. senator kills himself.
We got no Zach on Twitter ever again?
Allegedly. I'm working the angles. I'm hitting up
what,
some friends
what
that
the
I know
fuck
there.
Are you t- okay this fucking guy
I,
bro
the same way that I got unpermabanned. I was they had the kid on death row. They were like he's done, we've had
Danny
him.
Doesn't want to hear it.
What were
call
you permabanned
the, call from
for?
The governor
what did I do? I think I told somebody to suck my dick, which isn't a threat, it's merely a suggestion.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to get permabanned for saying suck my dick.
Yeah, and I was just like, hey, this is, you know, I was in the bounds. This is merely, I didn't say you have to suck my dick.
Right.
I didn't say I'm going to make you suck my dick. I'm just saying suck my dick. And if you choose to, it's on you.
I don't like that you're not leaning into a microphone. It makes you seem way more casual than us, and I'm not into it.
I don't know. Listen, doing my best.
No, you're not. Let's not even open that one.
At 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. That's the best I'm doing.
He's setting a personal best for this hour. What do you have to promote? What do you have to declare? What's going
fucking
on?
Fucking nothing. What do I do anymore? Do I do stand-up now? I don't know. I really don't think so. What is my life? Me and Danny make... me and the young boy, Danny Cuno, make drinks every Thursday on the Faded live stream, if you guys want to check that out.
Danny Rules.
Shout out to the young boy. I love that kid.
Dog,
man.
I love him. He's the best. We had a great time on New Year's Eve with the happy hour show. We did we rang in every New Year. And
that's a really good idea.
He's in New York, so I was just as soon as they had their New Year's, we were just like, all right, let's keep it rolling. We had
he's in New York?
Yeah, he's back with his parents until February.
Until February. I love Danny, man.
Danny
I
rules, really, man.
Like, that's a guy I really love, man.
He's the best. So, yeah, Faded, and we have merch and shit. You can find out where that is. It's cool.
I found a white Faded hat the other day. I found the white one.
Oh, shit. The summer editions.
The summer edition.
The Super Soaker colors.
Yeah, it's the Super Soaker
colors.
You get
back over to Glendale proper and wear that, and you'll be... You'll be
also
odd.
Shout out to that box of Gushers on Mike's couch.
Yeah, oh no, it's fruit by the foot. Starburst is getting crazy. They're in the yogurt game now. They're in the fruit by the foot game now.
Starburst has been in the yogurt game.
But yeah, I mean, but like that's a seal that you see it and you're just like, all right, I can trust this. I can trust this.
It's a label of quality. Yeah.
What have you gotten Starburst that it's not at least like? Ben, you ate it and you're just like, yeah, that's Starburst, all right.
I've always been happy with Starburst.
I don't think they give enough pinks out.
Mm. No.
Well, this is a 12 pack, so it's a three a piece split.
Sorry for being a negative Nelly here, but I think that Starburst just came out with a didn't they come out with like a spicy Starburst that I want to say isn't that amazing.
I think you just think it's spicy because it's like raspberries.
Yeah.
there's lime in this. What's this spicy lime?
Ooh, it's Was it
Starburst or Skittles? One of them came out with something
Skittles.
Spicy.
Skittles did do a spicy or like a... they did something a year ago.
It was
Carrie
Kittles.
That.
Carrie Kittles Carrie came Fittles. Out with a spicy flavor.
Carrie Kittles.
Carrie Kittles had a take on Nancy Pelosi.
That was pretty spicy.
That's what you guys are remembering.
He was sharing Farrakhan tweets online.
That's exactly what it was. I mix up Farrakhan tweets and spicy Starburst that aren't real quite a bit. This isn't the first time.
We all know that about you. You ain't got to tell me, baby. I love you.
Thanks for accepting me for who I am. I like
it. Spicy Skittles, man. I try a spicy Skittle.
Yeah, me too. I'm for it.
And then there was one. They did like a cool ice or something, Starburst or Skittles, and it tasted like cough syrup, and it was not dank.
Oh, yeah. It tasted like a Halls.
Yeah. Sorry for being such a... See, it's hard to not swear because I don't want to say any of the things.
For being a negative Nelly?
Why? You can say the fuck word.
Oh, I'm trying not to swear the whole time.
No, he's trying to swear this whole...
He's only cussed once, and it was as Shane, so I think you get the pass.
In my mind, I was like, I'm going to do a clean
episode. I can say the fuck word, right?
Yeah, you can say
whatever you want.
You just said it three times.
I sure was swearing in the 26 minutes it took you to get on the call. I was swearing quite a bit before, so I think we got it all.
Listen, you want to take it up with somebody, you take it up with management, you take it up with Liz.
If you think I'm ever going to say a crossword to Liz in my whole life, you're out of your mind. If Liz could do anything,
he'll
and I would
snatch
still blame
your fucking
you,
chain.
Then I would be mad at you for it. Because she's a saint.
Yeah, that call would have come down from Malloy.
You could see the whole chain, too, because that Henley is buttoned low.
Ooh,
and
I
it's
like
got
it.
Two. Hold on.
I like it. I like it a lot.
How come every time you come around, see it goes unbuttoned a little bit lower? What's up?
Damn, dude.
Hey, let that brown sugar dance. Don't
I
be
am.
That is come that on. Is one thing I'm upset by the timing of this pandemic, because I don't know if you guys remember, I was like on the cusp of a chain before we went inside.
I remember. I do
remember that.
It's just like, I'm feeling froggy, boys. I think it's chain o'clock, and you guys are just
chain Taurus.
You gotta be careful. I got three chains, man. That lifestyle sucks you into it.
I need it.
It's quick.
It sucks you in.
I didn't even know I bought a Cadillac. I just woke up. It was in the garage.
Running. Yeah. My name is Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel on Instagram, at Ian Carmel on Jewish. I gotta start looking up these apps. Jewish PetSmart app.
Well, they're not real, you see.
Safeway delivery app.
Jewish Safeway delivery app, serving the Pacific, the Great American West.
Jewish parlor? Is there not
I'm
a Jewish parlor?
Parlor, dude. Jewish parlor.
What is parlor?
It's for racists. It's for racists to think they have free speech and not understand how free speech works and how consequences work.
So it's Twitter.
It's Clubhouse for white people.
What's
it's
Clubhouse?
Twitter,
probably.
But
we're not supposed to tell white people about Clubhouse.
Well, don't say we.
We're not. We're not supposed to.
I got an invite upon high.
This fucking guy.
You know what, Mike? Just take your drink and go back to bed, huh?
I did meet Mike at a black barbecue where he was the only white person. That's true, though.
Oh, Porter. You were like the guy in the Dre Day video.
I hate white people that are just like, that claim that, or that
I don't
like,
want to do this. Let's keep
no,
moving.
No, no, yeah. No, 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 no. Let him finish. Let's see where this is going.
I'm saying like barbecue specifically. I hate specifically white people that are like, oh, I'm invited to the barbecue. But no, David, it happened to be at a barbecue.
I did meet you at a black barbecue.
It was Sam J's barbecue.
That is true.
So, yeah.
All right. All right.
Ian's still looking like he's waiting for me to fuck up more, and it ain't happening, bud.
All
right. Man, I'm smashing these pistachios.
I've been waiting 4 years, and it hasn't happened yet.
No, never gonna get my comeuppance, bud. You've been praying on my downfall. Never happened.
Yes, you are.
It's gonna be so gross when it happens.
It'll never happen. Listen, this week it's gonna involve. You fuck with me, and you're gonna get got. President Trump, what happened to your Twitter, Bubba?
That shit is
well,
gonna
Shane
involve
took Twitter, down. Bubba. Shane had something
that's
to do with that.
That's a joint operation.
Yeah,
that's
a joint. He's right.
Have to recap. I have nothing to promote other than this tweet that Shane put out today. Shane, if you're listening, man, like, it's important that we get this on the air. Shane tweeted, "Every day I wake up and think to myself, I wonder if the country I live in is still called America." Or if it's been appropriately renamed Tire Fire.
Hey, that's
so
a good tweet.
He's fucking
shit, man.
Hello?
The heat has just turned up.
I see no.
I don't know how long that's going to take me to chisel into marble, but I'm going to do it.
At this point in the game, you'd fucking pull the starters, but no, he's got them all in.
he's already up 30 on Donald Trump. What does he got to run the numbers up for?
They're running plays.
He's still throwing flea flickers. Yeah. They're up fucking 40.
It's first down. Fake punt. Get out there.
It's going to be hard for Donald Trump to recover from this one. A package just got delivered. Thank you for the package, dude. Probably a pipe bomb.
We're done drafting, right?
Yeah, we're done drafting.
Yeah. We are gathered here today not only to celebrate some of the highlights of Shane Torres' Twitter account, but also to fantasy draft insults that don't have cuss words in them. That do not have cuss words in them. Now, the way we determine the order of that draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors, played between the three of you, and we throw on shoot. Here we go.
I'm shooting up.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
David.
Oh, David wins.
That's David.
Shout out to David.
Shout out to David. Now, David, as the winner of Rock, Paper, Scissors, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. But before you do that, I will remind you it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
Great question.
It's like if you're putting mustard on a hot dog. You don't just dump it. You don't do it with a spoon like a caveman.
I spoon it on the side.
I've seen you. Well, you order nothing on hot dogs if you're, from what I've gathered, you like a hot dog with absolutely nothing.
I'm going to bear hug you and jump down the stairs.
Spread your bad attitude all over it. Listen, what it is when you start at the.
I'm going to spread my fat latitude all over it.
You want to get the mustard all the way from tail to trotter on a dog. So you start at the tail and you go over, what are most dogs, like maybe a 3/4 inch? So you go to the right 3/4 inch, you go down maybe 0.5 centimeter, and then you go to the left 3/4 inch, down 0.5 centimeter, right 3/4 inch, all the way to the trotter. So you mustard from the tail, kind of in a squiggly sort of line down to the trotter, and then if you're David, you throw it away because now it's got mustard on it, but the rest of us would eat it and enjoy the ball game.
It's crazy because what you said is gibberish, but I completely understand.
From the Ruta to the Tuta. Basically what it means is you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round. Now, David, with that in mind, what will the order of today's All Fantasy Everything Fantasy Draft be?
David, Mike, Sean, Ian.
David, Mike, Sean, and Ian in the hot corner. Going to be a hot corner for Ian Carmel. all right, David, that means you have the first pick in the insults that do not have a cuss word in them. All Fantasy Everything Draft, and we'll get to that pick right after this short break.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Mack Weldon. Now, we are extremely outspoken for our love for Mack Weldon on this show. I can't get enough of it. I have I think 7 pairs of Mack Weldon pants, all different colors. It's such a good way to dress comfortably, casually, but also very nice. I find that a lot of guys, they think to look nice, you can't also look comfortable. It is possible to do it though. Mack Weldon makes such good, comfortable, nice form-fitting clothing and performance fabrics for guys who just want to look and feel like they look nice. You know what I mean? Without sacrificing comfort. They have a full range of clothes. They never go out of style. Like I said, I have probably 7 pairs of pants. I have 3 pairs of the Ace sweatpants, which just fit perfectly. They honestly make you look like you're one of the models. The underwear I have, they're not just the skimpy ones that they go down your leg a little bit, which, you know, I'm old enough to admit I want that. I have a couple nice like stretchy t-shirts and the polo shirts. I'm telling you, the polo shirts are so nice to put on. You just feel like a professional golfer immediately, but you look cool, much unlike a lot of professional golfers. I'm telling you, I love them. And like I was saying, some people just want to look, you know, good and comfortable without calling attention to themselves. And that is exactly where Mack Weldon comes in. The performance fabric is breathy, but it doesn't look techie. You know, it doesn't have that like shine. You're not going to look like a high school football coach who's trying too hard. You're going to look exactly how you think you're going to look in your mind. Like the Matrix, that residual self-image, that's what you're going to have. I'm telling you, I swear by it. Go poke around on the website. You will find something that you like. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com. You get 20% off your first order with the promo code ALLFANTASY. Again, that's MackWeldon.com, promo code ALLFANTASY. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, it is easy to ignore your social meter as far as like going out. You know, you see people, you get all cashed out, you get exhausted. It happens all the time. Being a comedian, hanging out after the shows, you just spread yourself too thin and you don't think about what's important for you, what you need to do. And that's what you got to focus on first, obviously. You got to do you before anybody else can enjoy being around you. You got to take care of yourself, especially like winter being done, all the social gatherings are starting to pick back up. And you got to realize like, what's the right amount of socializing? And just in general, like, what do you want to do? How do you want to recharge your battery? You know what I mean? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Talk to somebody, see if they can give you the tools to help you work on yourself, give you the tools to help you set boundaries, give you the tools to just dip, you know? That's one thing. Nobody cares. If you're cashed out and you don't want to be there, dip. No one's going to talk about it the second you leave. We all think everybody cares. Nobody does. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. They can help you out with all that, like I was saying, teach you how to set boundaries, all those good things you need to just put in your utility belt. You know what I mean? You'd be like Batman out there. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible. They suit to your schedule. They want to work with you. You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You can match with a licensed therapist. You can switch at any time. You don't need a reason, nothing. You can just switch because you're not feeling it or it's cloudy outside, whatever. They want it to work for you just as bad as you want it to work for you. There's no additional charge for any of that. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, the only podcast that has ever existed. The only form
one
of media.
In the world, dog.
This is it.
I see people talking about, like, maybe other podcasts sometimes.
No.
And I just don't buy it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get Bean Boozled again real quick. Whoa. We got to think about that. I left
Bean
the
Boozled.
Box down
Are
here.
Are you about to get Bean Boozled?
Never heard of one.
I'm going to pick one, and then I'm going to see which flavor it could be. So it is. It's either going to be spoiled milk or coconut.
Damn, dude. Damn. Spoiled milk. Spoiled milk. Spoiled milk.
Spoiled milk.
Ah.
It's coconut.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. I think I was wrong.
You got
Bean Boozled. It's dirty laundry.
Why is that a flavor?
Speaking of dirty laundry, Shane's been airing Donald Trump's dirty laundry out on Twitter. So follow him at Shane Torres on Twitter. Sean's been Bean Boozled. Sean, have another one to wash the taste out of your mouth.
No, yeah, I don't have anything that... Drinks
down
here.
That's
so
a good idea. That's a good idea.
It's a dangerous game. It could be rotten egg. It could be barf. both my friends that I'm hanging out with for the rest of the day. They could,
yeah, you're going to skate with them after this. David, you have the first pick. What will that first pick be?
I'm picking one that I've appropriated, but bro, to tell the truth, I got this from Mike Malloy.
I got it
in reference. Me and Mike were hanging out, and I was like, what kind of beer does your dad drink?
Yeah.
And Mike Malloy was like, he drinks Bud Heavies like a ding dong.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were taking. Okay. Ding dong. I like ding dong.
Yeah. That's not what you thought I was taking?
No, hold on. Don't say anything else, but I know what Mike's going to take for sure.
Ding dong, first pick. Interesting.
I say it a lot.
Yeah, ding dong's good.
I like it.
Yeah, I say it a lot.
And now, I got to ask, is the ding variant out? Because I did have a ding...
Only Ding Dong is out. Only but Ding Dong is out.
Yeah, only Ding Dong, because I have another ding on here, too. No. Only Ding Dong is out. Ding Dong is out.
Yeah.
It's an interesting one. It's harmless, it's playful, but it's also condescending. Like, this fucking Ding Dong.
It's condescending as
That's
fuck.
That's the thing about all these.
You
They're all pretty condescending.
Ding Dong?
Yeah.
You fucking Ding Dong.
Ooh, David taking a swear... In the lead up.
David's example is me fucking calling my dad.
It was because you called your dad and it was so hilarious. Because I was buying your dad a beer and I was like, what does your dad drink? And you were like, he drinks Bud Heavies like a fucking ding dong.
What's a Bud Heavy?
The Reds.
The Budweiser.
Oh, the Reds.
Standard. It's not Bud Light.
Yeah.
A standard Budweiser.
Yeah, standard Budweiser. Okay, I'll tell you this. I don't like, never have liked. Don't like a Bud.
That's because you're a fucking ding dong.
I don't mind a Budweiser.
I already put it in there.
Too sweet. They're too sweet.
I think I've had a full beer since the time that we went into lockdown.
Now, Mike, your nose is growing out of frame, bud.
No,
you're going to need
bro,
to.
I know this about. I drink
I don't
with
drink
Mike.
Beer
he
anymore.
Hates beers. He's a fucking ding dong.
But I also just like I haven't been drinking beers because just like if I'm gonna make a drink, I'm gonna make a drink.
He's a cocktailman.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't. Yeah. I just don't drink at all anymore.
I haven't. You know, I went to the eye doctor the other day. First time I have checked. Do not drink. Probably in my life. After like 18 or whatever, where it's like, do you drink alcohol? And I said no because I kind of don't.
When was the last time? Was it down here?
Yeah, and I sure did. So if they would have asked me in that 4 days, I'd have been like. I do. But,
yeah, if they would ask me that 4 days, it would have been 60 to 100 a week or something like that. Whatever the highest box is.
But I'm like, I'm probably down to like the lowest amount of alcohol I've been drinking. It's just that I make a nice drink instead.
Are you drinking right now?
Yeah, but I'll have three drinks today and that'll be it. I don't have many days where I have like 7-8 drinks anymore. And that was something that like... I think we can all agree that seven drinks was the perfect amount.
We can't
seven
all drinks agree was on like, that.
I could agree at seven.
That was the zone.
I'll co-sign that, but I would keep drinking probably.
Yeah, running seven, I'd be like, this is perfect.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't do 12, but I like hit seven and that's 7 to 9 is when you're like, fucking firing on all cylinders.
And then 12, you get kicked off of Twitter.
Yeah.
Free my guy, Zach Toscani.
Free Zach Toscani. But
free Toscani.
Before the pandemic, I was drinking like I was trying to be the best at it. It was, I was doing like double tequila sodas. What is that?
Yeah. In a pint glass.
It's a learning experience. I think we're all doing versions of that, and it'd be like,
yeah,
you know.
It didn't taste good.
But we were starting to get to the point, me and David at least, where like we were peeling out a faded the bar at 12. Like we were finally starting to like not stay there till last
call. Oh yeah, I started being like, I'm not gonna spend $100 even if I buy people drinks.
Although shouts to fucking what was the bar next to
Slash owned it.
Snake Pit. Yeah. Slash owned it.
Oh yeah, the Snake Pit.
That place was fun.
They always hooked us up and fucking, I tell you who never did was goddamn, what was the place that we used to go?
Public House.
Public House. They made sure they charged us for, if we breathe, they charge us for air.
Yeah, but they did have meat pie. They did sell a meat pie though.
They had a shepherd's pie. Yeah.
They did sell a shepherd's pie, which I appreciated deeply.
They knew.
However, they made us pay fucking MSRP on every fucking drink.
Yeah, that place sucked, man. But it was close. It was a fun walk.
It was, yeah. But, it, you know, easier walk to fucking Snake Pit with better food.
Are you smoking weed? Calm down.
What? Oh, yeah. David, I'm getting my element.
It is. All right. Let's
getting
keep
swizzled.
Going.
Yeah.
Honda element.
What's time? You're about to say what time it is? Because what is time, David?
Ding Dong is my first pick.
It's something that you wiped your butt with for 26 minutes while we sat here. That's what time is.
Well, I'll tell you.
I thought you meant 9 o'clock.
Notice
Hawaiian
how I said wiped your butt. I'm not swearing, bro.
There it is. I'll tell you what time it is. It's time for Mike's first pick. There we go.
I'll tell you. I was very worried because, and I think you guys know what word's coming.
Yeah.
Bozo.
That's not what I thought was coming.
That isn't what I thought it was coming. That's
Me
a
either.
Great one though.
Bozo's fantastic.
Yeah. Bozo's fantastic.
What now I'm trying to think of what other word that it is that
up.
I use often.
Yeah, it'll don't. Yeah, it'll.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah,
it's probably on my list. But bozo. Oh,
yeah. Oh
God, it's one of the. Oh, I think I know what you guys think. I think it
That's
is.
Not the
okay,
one.
Never mind.
That's not the bozo.
No, I'm just because I honestly want to get to, like I'm trying to win. I'm trying to make sure I get my picks. So yeah, bozo number one.
Hey, but they broke though.
He's a clown, but he's also like the most famous clown.
He's a famous clown. Got me moving slow mo.
They bozo.
And it's just like,
yeah, I'm pretty, but I'm loco.
I feel like any insult has to be like a two syllable word.
Yeah.
Like ding dong, boom, bozo, boom. Like it's got some fucking some kick to it.
It rhymes. You know, it's a jab. You want an insult to be like a dagger. Like,
oh yeah.
Bozo.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're getting stabbed like when they in Liberty City when Scarface and that other dude stab that dude and then hand the knife to somebody else.
Like I ain't in these streets more than sesame.
Baby bozo. Gave me head, that's a low blow.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Revenga. Revenga.
Yeah, yeah.
Revenga.
Lion Crush.
Revenga. That's my favorite part of that whole movie.
That would be so scary, dude. You're in.
Wait, what movie?
Scarface.
Oh yeah.
He's
yeah,
not.
Okay,
he's
yeah.
not chanting Revenga though. He's chanting Libertad.
Oh, Libertad, you're right. You're right.
And then he picks out the knife and he says Revenga.
That would be. And Revenga's just running, still like got his hat on and everything. Like you're dead, bro.
Like I don't have a shooter to the left of me.
Yay,
right.
There
exactly.
We go.
There we go. Exactly.
Bozo's great, dude. Bozo's a great insult.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's really.
Even if it wasn't a clown, you would know you were being insulted. Like if you don't, even if you don't speak English, and somebody motions to you and is like bozo, you're like, oh, fuck you, then. It hurts.
Because yeah, he was an international clown. There's nobody that like that's you know. It's him and Ronald McDonald, but if you're calling somebody Ronald McDonald, that could be near, like, fucking, I don't know.
It's also very New York City.
Wage theft or, like, giving to kids.
Only people, I only know of people from New York calling people bozos.
Bozos, yeah.
Which is, it should come back internationally, you know what I mean? Bring yeah. it to
is
the
it
West.
A Northeast thing? I feel like
yeah,
it's.
Yeah, for sure. For sure it's
yeah,
a
I
Northeast
think so.
Thing.
I got some good Westerners say it. I got one buddy in particular that's real good with the no swears insults. Micah, shout out Micah. He's like the best, the no swear insult guy. I love it.
He's up in the Bozone lair?
Yeah, he says Bozo quite a bit, and a few more that I'll pick.
Now I'm really wondering what it is you guys thought was going to be my number one with a bullet.
I think you know what we thought it was.
You call her Stephanie? I call her Heffany.
We don't open doors for a hoe.
I just want the neck, nothing more.
I do open doors.
I don't want the neck. When I heard that lyric, I was like, oh, I don't want to get neck ever.
No, I do. Addendum, I do want neck. Anyways, yeah, Bozo's is a good pick.
Sean, your first pick?
My first non-swear insult is a coward. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Absolute. That is my absolute favorite.
That is you. You love to text it.
So it came from Macho Man. If you guys have ever listened to Macho Man's album that he put out, he goes, there's,
oh,
I think,
against Hogan?
Yeah, against Hogan, where he's like, I smell a coward.
Be a man, Hulk.
We named the skate video that. And then as soon as, because we started listening to that pretty heavily, I still stand by the production on that album, by the way. It's pretty good.
It's a top five diss track.
It's good production. But anyway,
what would you guys say?
There was some real vitriol in those bars. And listen,
vitriol in all diss track bars. You can't just be like, it's a top five.
It's top five. And you guys, he got Hogan canceled.
Everybody listened to Macho Man.
He was right.
Be a man, Hogan. But anyway, we would call everything. Everybody was a coward and still is. It was a term of endearment. It could be somebody not even cutting you off, just somebody else in a car on a street that you're on, be like, look at this coward over here.
Every time you ask us what day we want to record.
what day do you cowards want to record?
It's pretty much every single time.
But it also fits for like Doc Holliday could say it. Call someone a coward. Like if he called Johnny Ringo a coward, that's deep.
It's a time traveling one. Yeah. I don't know if people would know what to think if you called him a bozo or a ding dong in the 1700s, but coward.
Oh, yeah. It's happened. Like yellow belly.
A few times, yellow. Mike.
You stop using picks.
It's happened a few times on stage where I would, you know, somebody would say something and I'd be like, what was that? And not even in a confrontational way. And they wouldn't be quiet. And I was like, oh, are you going to be a coward about it? And I'd be kidding, but I could feel the room be like, whoa, this guy.
Yeah, you said not
confrontational. Pistols are down.
You said not confrontational, but then you said a very confrontational
coward
thing.
Coward is definitely like that's a fucking white glove across the face.
Yeah, if you say that to someone who tucks their t-shirt into jeans, there's a fight happening.
Bro,
yeah.
I got my girl out, and you're talking that to my face?
Calling me.
I got my girl out?
I got my Friday Wranglers on, and you're going to disrespect me?
Brother, my son is here. You're going to talk to me like that?
I got bootcut jeans and New Balances on. What do you call me a coward?
Dog, we picked my daughter up from Palms practice to come to this Papa Murphy's. You're going to talk to me like that?
Nah. I got this t-shirt for free for signing up for a credit card at a state fair, and you're going to call me a coward, dude?
I am wearing a jump rope for heart wristband. You're going to talk to me like that in front of my Subaru Outback? Nah.
Yeah, take a walk, coward.
Not today.
No, that's a fucking Ford Focus sort of wristband. Yeah, that's not a Subaru Outback. That's not an open-minded wristband.
Has anyone in this call, Marissa included, ever called someone a coward?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because of you. Yeah. I've called people cowards.
Well, only because of you. Only because of you, though.
You ever called someone a coward for it? Yeah.
Like they were exhibiting a distinct lack of...
I called someone a word that is synonymous with coward that I got in a fight over, but no.
These are all synonymous with coward, but yeah.
Well, mine's a curse word. I've called somebody a bitch, like, for real. Like,
oh.
Like, yo.
It's a good thing we're not cursing on this, huh?
Yeah. I don't know if I've called someone a coward for real.
I'm cursing.
I definitely.
I'm not sure if I have. Yeah. I want to say that I have probably in somewhere in, like, 07, 09. That was the fuckest month of my life.
Is that the month you got in 10 fights?
We got in like 4 fights, yeah. And I imagine I would be shocked if I didn't at some point call someone a coward.
You say it to everybody when you get drunk. I don't think you even know. You say it a lot.
Sean, you definitely say it a lot.
It's pretty tight.
Like David, I would say in any period of my life where I might have been compelled to call someone a coward for real, I used a different word, probably.
Yeah.
A synonym.
But that's what I meant. Yeah. Slapped the shit out of him too. He had a razor in his hand.
You guys go to about 2.5 years at USD and you can get polished up too. Start calling people cowards instead of swear words.
I'm not going to 2.5 years at USD because I don't need to own a Kinko's.
I might tell someone USD, you know what I mean?
Shout out to the Jackrabbits, though.
Stop it. The USD Coyotes, my friend, and I'll hear nothing else.
Wait, is it North Dakota's the Jackrabbits?
SDSU is the Jackrabbits.
SDSU is the Jackrabbits.
Stop being a coward.
That's in Brookings, right?
That is in Brookings, Playboy. You got it.
Bro, I'm international. Often imitated, never duplicated. Ask all about me.
I lettered in water polo at USD, dude. So
yeah. I know that
hard
about
to do.
You.
They don't allow water, so I don't know how you did that.
You were a forward.
Yeah,
they have an outdoor pool.
Sam Talent is here. He's looking
outdoor pool.
Sam's looking sketchy right now.
What's up, Sam? What's up, Sam Talent? What's he doing, dude?
Come here. He's looking sketchy.
What's he doing? Wearing Nike Air Monarchs and dressed like a fucking pervert,
bro.
Dad?
He is wearing Nike Air Monarchs.
He got fresh Monarchs for doing WTF, didn't he?
Because he did. Come here, plug your book real fast.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Congratulations on your weight loss, Ian. You look great, buddy.
Thank you, Sam. I appreciate that.
Sean, what are you up to, pal?
Chilling, man. Living life. How you doing?
He's a chilling man living life.
Did you use all the words we came up with last night?
No, we didn't come up with... Don't do that to me. Bro, that's not what happened. Don't do that to me. Get the fuck out of here.
David broke one of my chairs.
Get out of here.
Chairs we got from America's Furniture Warehouse.
Oh, my God, dude. This fucking guy.
And then he flipped it over, and my wife was like, my God, what happened? And he was like, I can fix it. And then he proceeded to break the legs off.
Okay, I'm strong. Great. I'm glad I brought you here. I'm glad you came over. My best fucking friend. Thank God.
Did you guys say chode yet?
No, get out of here.
Stop.
Sorry. Get the fuck out of here.
Sam T's honorary pick.
What a piece of shit.
Dang it, dude. Chode is a dank one, too.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what a fucking asshole.
He just came in and put up numbers like Lou Williams off the bat, man.
Stepped in like Lou Will and then I'm
it's
out.
It's hard to explain how much I really fucking hate that guy.
Four for four from three. Just came in, 12 points. Wow, man.
I did break the legs on that chair.
I believed him. I didn't think he was lying,
I've broken my fair share of chairs.
No, get out of here. Go make coffee. You don't get to fucking come back.
Mike, he wasn't talking to you. Sit down.
This is how I make my fucking dough, bro.
Coward.
Time for my first two picks, as it is a Serpentine draft.
Oh my God, we've been doing this for 3 hours.
I can't believe my first pick is still on the board. I really thought one of you snakes was going to snake it from me. Or should I say one of you schmucks was going to schmuck it from me. I'm taking schmuck.
Yeah, that was on my shit. That was on mine too.
Exactly. I know for sure that you're going to pick, and I imagine your second one I got, but schmuck was the first one.
Maybe. Schmuck was the first one. I had to take schmuck. Thank God I was going to have have a conniption. If I didn't get schmuck, if I could say that. Schmuck is perfect. It's Yiddish. So
you're
connected
to what the dick did.
I'm connected, dude.
Is schmuck really the cutoff whale? What is schmuck? It's the, schmuck or not is the whale. The, I was mixing up. I was mixing up two things.
A dork is the whale penis. Stop. I'm sorry, shit. I'm sorry.
Schmuck is the part of the foreskin that they throw away. Yeah, schmuck.
All right.
Is that really true? Yeah, that's what schmuck is. For that reason alone, I recently texted one of our producers to say, can I say schmuck on TV? And it turns out I can. You're allowed to say schmuck on network TV.
Because it's a discarded foreskin.
It's discarded. And yeah, that's not one of the words you can't say on CBS. And you can't say God damn it.
You can't say foreskin.
You can't say foreskin. You can say five skin, though, dude.
Yeah, the doctor... Doctor said I had a problem.
I got a lot of extra dick. I got five.
You know how Tyra Banks has a five head?
Yeah. I have a five skin. It's prehensile. You can keep a fucking...
Mike, you're muted.
Mike is muted? Yeah, we can't hear Mike. God did that.
What an idiot.
I didn't mute me.
Oh, there it is. Now we can hear you.
Sure you didn't.
Why would I have muted me?
Because you're the only one there.
Put it on his tombstone.
Liz did it.
Here lies Mike Malloy. I didn't mute me.
But wait.
Death muted me.
Now I forget what I was about to ask. It's not that important.
Exactly.
Yeah, schmuck. I feel like us taking it would have been appropriation. We can't take that.
Anyone can say schmuck. I've heard Sean say schmuck before. Yeah,
I saw a video the other day where Michael Jackson said schmuck.
It would have hurt my feelings.
I'm a direct influence. If I'm going to steal a pick, I'd really think about it. Like, I knew I was stealing the smell of weed. I knew I was stealing Lil Boozy.
That's because I didn't have a steal ton. A pick, what he means is if he's still going to steal a pick, he's going to do it from a black person.
Maybe. I didn't have... Damn. Well, now I got to be quiet for a while, don't I?
God, God, God.
Schmuck is a great pick, though. That is a great one.
Mike, how do you feel when Sean steals picks from your people, by the way?
My people... I am very well aware of what I am.
I'm aware of what you are, too.
Oh, man. Schmuck. Schmuck is a good...
I love schmuck. I love calling people schmucks. I love muttering schmuck while I'm driving in traffic. It's just it's just one of my favorites. Now, with my next one, I don't know if this is the one you thought I was going to take.
I bet it is.
Sean, but I'm taking... It was one of the suggestions when somebody suggested we do this. I'm taking Knucklehead.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Is that on my list?
I love calling people Knucklehead.
That's not what I thought, but I have heard you say that so much. So, yeah.
Knucklehead combined with schmuck is a fun one. Calling someone a schmucklehead is a fun one.
Ooh, schmucklehead.
Yeah.
We're just making new ones up. That's tight.
My family actually came over on the Schmucklehead.
Yeah, they were here on the Schmucklehead, yeah. When my family first got here, my great-grandfather labored as a Schmucklehead for a while.
Yeah, classic. Yeah. Schmucklehead 101. That was the union.
Yeah.
It took me a while to get there.
Pipe fitters, Schmuckleheads, and boatswains, yeah.
It's like kind of what you call somebody when they wear jeans snowboarding for the first time. A real Schmucklehead. You know?
Yeah. A real schmucklehead. Yeah, knucklehead is real fun. It's like it sounds like it's from the 1920s. Mm-hmm. It's all there. Hold on 1 second. What did we get?
It's got three what are those things that I can't remember?
Syllables?
Right, syllables?
Yep. It's got three syllables. That's a good one. That's three syllables is like what you want in a name that you're
three
call
syllables
somebody.
Syllables has three syllables also.
Syllable. Damn. Yeah, that weed's starting to hit, huh?
Yeah. now my brain's working, baby. The game's slowing down. I'm seeing the chess pieces on the ceiling.
I feel like that's what you're doing every day, is just saying that and laying down on the couch.
Knucklehead is a better... schmuck is fun to call someone to their face. Knucklehead is a fun one to refer to someone as... to another person.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah. It's also good for, like, young kids.
Yeah.
Oh, these knuckleheads over here. These knuckleheads were skateboarding at 7 a.m.
Yeah, my little brother's a fucking knucklehead, dude. Yeah. Put a shirt on. Oh. I get it. You can flip. Shout out to my little brother. He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's no knucklehead, though. He's a real... Right.
Knucklehead's perfect for you.
I love knucklehead. Colin, if I'm talking to you, I would refer to someone else as a knucklehead.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? Knucklehead thinks we're going to wait an hour to start the show? No.
There it is. So.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
29 minutes, and it's Liz's fault.
Oh, I wasn't even talking about you. Honestly, I wasn't. I was just in my mind thinking of a scenario. That's funny. I earnestly wasn't. I was done giving you guff about that.
That was Liz's fault, too.
That was, yeah.
Sean, time for your second pick.
My second pick is Joker.
Oh,
I love calling someone a Joker. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, you do say Joker. You do
Wait,
say
isn't
Joker.
That, is that an insult for you? Isn't that more of a compliment for your people?
you mean juggalos.
Yeah, juggalos. Serious, Sean.
Well, actually, hold on a second. It's funny you should bring that up, Mike. I actually have a loose poster of the word. Hold on.
Get out of here. This guy.
There it is. Yeah, why so serious?
Yeah, I have a Joker poster right here. I just love it.
I was on a TV show with Will Smith called This Joker. It never came out.
Yeah. No. Every time Sean tweets, we call him a Joker poster.
Yeah.
Just want to watch the world burn, dude. No, I just love it when it's because it's not it's not bad, but it still gets it out. And a lot of this, for some reason, I picture myself in traffic when someone cuts me off and I'm trying to be cool about it. I'm like, this Joker.
This Joker.
Yeah. Or like if you see someone like lost in the mall, clearly lost, that's another good time to use it. Be like, look at that Joker.
Oh, look at this Joker.
Someone trying to decide what they want on the menu while you've already ordered, they're a Joker.
Joker.
That guy doesn't need to go to HR Lollipops or whatever. This Joker's lost.
This Joker
is that what that candy store is called? Isn't it like
the one that we went to and got all the gummy bears for
Joker's
the table?
Joker's a good replacement for MF.
Yeah.
My lollipop intake is at an all-time low.
Oh, yeah. I haven't had a lollipop for over a year for sure.
I represent the Lollipop Guild, so I keep them on deck.
Is a sucker a lollipop? Any sucker?
Whoa, saying picks now, dude.
Whoa, come on, man. Dog. Yeah. I need you to relax. You got to relax.
I think any lollipop is a sucker, but any sucker isn't a lollipop.
No, yeah, That's true.
Man, put that on Mike's tombstone.
When I think a lollipop, I think flat.
Yeah, like a big with swirls on it.
Yeah. Like a pinwheel lollipop.
Too big for your mouth.
Yeah, but you can have a circuit. You can have a spherical lollipop.
That's a lollipop too? Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
There were the ones with the S on them.
I don't want to say another pick.
Yeah, really. The ones with the S on them.
Lollipop?
Come on, guys.
I'm just saying it was said.
We are dropping peas.
It was in
the air. Dropping peas all in
it. Joker. Joker is my pick. I love calling people jokers.
Yeah.
That's a great pick.
You do mean both coward and joker. I've heard you use it as terms of endearment, though, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. You jokers, all that. These are... They don't all have to be insults. They just can be. Because some of my other ones,
I somehow
sneak in a lot of insults as terms of endearments, which we'll get to. You know,
the coward, the joker. These are all nicknames for you, dude.
The midnight toker.
The midnight toker. The coward. The toker. The comedy of Sean Jordan coming to Seven Feathers Casino.
Raw Dog Radio, dude.
In Winnemucca, Nevada. You guys ever do that gig? Back when we used to do stand-up.
I never did stand-up. Mike, time for your second pick.
So as soon as Sean started saying Joker, I figured out what it was that I think you guys thought my first overall pick was going to be.
Let's hear it.
That Jay, Jabroni.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's 100%.
It's funny because it was not on my list initially. And then
it wasn't on your list.
I had made my list fairly a couple days ago, and just it escaped me. And,
a couple days ago, he means in the 3 minutes between you calling him to wake him up and him showing up.
As soon as Sean asked me about it, I did have like a list of seven or eight. And
yeah, but
Jabroni,
you were in the process of texting a relative, so it doesn't really count.
This is true, but yes, Jabroni is as soon as you started the J sound, I was just like, oh no, because I realized I think right after Ian's second pick that it was,
I wouldn't do that
was
to
what
you.
I was going for.
Yeah, I hear you call people jabroni all the time.
What's
yeah,
a wrestling thing,
it.
Right?
You straight
yeah,
up
it's a good
love
word.
It.
Did so Steve yeah, Austin? Just no, The Rock.
The Rock, that's right.
Yeah, so it's just a jobber.
That guy from Ballers?
A jobber is a guy that loses all his
what
wrestling.
What if you only
matches?
Knew The Rock from Ballers? That guy from Ballers used to be a wrestler?
What else does he do? What
Dude,
else does he do?
That guy from Ballers is in like 7 movies. Yeah. You ever seen The Rundown? It's really good.
Walking Tall? That guy from
the
Ballers
Rundown
is actually...
The Rundown's the one with Sean William Scott, right?
It's him and Stifler. Get it right.
Walking Tall's pretty
That's
good, too. It's like
one.
A new
Walking
Roadhouse.
Walking Tall's all right, yeah. Walking Tall's a remake.
Of Roadhouse, right?
No.
I know, but it's the same.
Yeah.
I like how you both know.
I wish I could take over a town with a big stick.
Those are both movies where somebody's just had it up to here, dude.
Yeah,
you know? That's the whole movie. You know what? I was at here. I moved to this town. I got to here.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
You took me up to here, man. You took me up to here, and I got a piece of wood about it.
Yeah. Oh man!
Yeah, Jabroni. I thought that was going first. Absolutely with you,
Jabroni.
I was worried about getting Bozo off the board.
Explain the etymology of Jabroni again.
So a jobber is a person in the wrestling community who loses every match.
And then somebody just threw a rigatoni on it, just made it Italian?
It doesn't matter what you think is a rigatoni.
It's basically the Rock, that's what he do. He's not a jabroni. Like, but also, that's a thing in wrestling culture, is there's a lot of, like, carny talk.
Yeah.
I try to stay away from carny. That was my first mixed... That was my first mixtape.
The illusion of wrestling is referred to as kayfabe, which is just fake in fucking carny speak.
What are you saying right now, bro?
Who opened Pandora's box?
You're throwing a lot of words at me right now.
I'm trying to explain how wrestling words,
Disrespect. Watch your mouth.
Is it pig Latin or yeah?
Kayfabe?
Yeah, it's all that's supposed to be. Yeah, it's fake.
Oh.
No, pig Latin would be
ekfey.
So, yeah, but it's carny speak is what they refer to it as.
Wow, what? I didn't know that. And then The Rock invented the term jabroni?
Probably not invented, but definitely like...
It doesn't matter what he invented. Is that bit working? Do you guys remember that? Do you remember that hit song with him and Wyclef?
Yes!
Yeah! It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That song slapped.
Yeah, that was a good one.
If you and Sharon, people and Karen, it doesn't matter how many Bentleys you got.
I didn't even like wrestling at that point in my life, and I still listen to that song a lot.
Yeah,
that song was funny.
Yeah. It was funny, bro.
Come up in the club and take everything you're wearing.
I think that The Rock and Wyclef should do a lot more stuff.
Yeah,
together.
A lot more.
They need to get the band back together, bro.
They got to get them back for one last heist.
I'm like serious, bro. Yeah. Like they need to right now. Now after his unsuccessful bid to be the president of Haiti,
we're ready.
They need to.
Yeah,
after
whatever happened to Wyclef? Wasn't he stealing?
No, he wasn't. Get out of here.
Wasn't there a big allegation of him like stealing from that charity?
He doesn't steal shit.
I think there was.
No way, man. I'm a Wyclef stan.
Listen, no, I'll still listen. Fucking just because she dances go-go, it don't make her a hoe. No, yeah. I'll tell you what.
When he did it, though, I was like, why, oh, why? You know, I was upset.
She used to be the sweetest girl.
You guys remember that song? For your second and third picks, as it is.
My second pick, I say it, but not that often, but it's one of the few things that I feel like sounds like an actual, like it sounds like you say it with, it sounds like a curse word.
Yeah.
You dweeb.
Yeah.
Dweeb.
I've heard you call someone a dweeb. Yeah.
I say it a lot about nerds. Sorry, I'm using picks. But just... That's my next pick anyway, so it's fine. It's dweeb into nerd. I use both of those actually kind of a lot.
That's what I was gonna say for my term of endearment, where it's like, "What's up, nerds?" I love saying that to my friends when I see them.
People get mad at me. I don't think nerds are that great.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they had this little renaissance.
Their time in the sun, and look what they did.
Weird. Yeah. Turns out these dudes who never talk to girls are really terrible about them. Huh. Yeah. Crazy.
Look what Mark Zuckerberg did because he couldn't talk to girls.
Look at his haircut. Look at his haircut alone.
It's also like a culture that you have to buy into, where if you're a jock, you just have to have gone to school and learned and got a ball. I don't think it's inherently better than anything. But that's not the point. That's not the point. Nerds isn't the point. The point is, like, I love calling people dweebs, and I love calling people nerds. I love it. I do it a lot.
They're kind of throwbacks. They're insults that wear Letterman jackets, and I like that, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm big, big high school football vibes.
Can you draw a line in the sand between dweebs and nerds? Like, what makes one person a dweeb and another a nerd? Or is it just, like, one big happy family?
I don't know.
What I think, nerd is more juvenile to me.
Because nerd is, like, I know people used to think, like, oh, nerd, you're wearing somebody wearing glasses, that's a nerd. Oh, he's got a book, he's a nerd. And it's just like, no, you can be nerd for anything.
I'll call my little brother a nerd. A dweeb is like, did you guys see when they stormed the Capitol, that big, long-necked goofball puffing the vape? That dude was a dweeb.
Yeah,
he was 29.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dweeb is like, you're a grown-ass man if you're a dweeb. Dweeb's a grown man.
A dweeb is dumb.
Yeah, and it's just like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
A nerd without the knowledge of a nerd. Like, nerds always have knowledge about at least one specific thing that's deemed nerdy.
No, a dweeb's got no knowledge. A dweeb's got no knowledge.
I don't think nerds have to be smart either, though. Like, Milhouse from The Simpsons is a nerd.
Not at all. Not at all. I don't think...
And he's, like, not... He doesn't get good grades.
Yeah, but you're a wrestling nerd, you know? Like, you're not...
A nerd has
interests.
I'm a
skateboard nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Skateboard nerd, wrestling nerd.
A fixation.
Rap nerd.
A nerd is a loser who tries so hard to care.
Basketball nerd.
Yeah. Well,
what if that was my take on this? Oh, you care about shit? You fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd.
I'm going to do that again. I think I was pretty accurate. Wrestling nerd, rap nerd, skateboard nerd, basketball nerd, and video game nerd. That's for Marissa.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really a basketball nerd. There are basketball nerds.
Yeah, I wouldn't call myself like a fucking
nerd.
Yeah,
there's definitely people that are bigger nerds about basketball.
Nardwar's a rap nerd.
So you have to be like, if any of us knew, like I love basketball. I watch fucking probably five games a day at this point, but I don't know any statistics.
Right.
Like, also,
you were like, how many points is Bradley Beal scoring? I know he leads the league in scoring. I don't know, 30?
Also, I touch butts, bro, like in my personal life.
You are a skateboarding nerd, though, Sean.
I am. Yeah.
You are.
That's all I wanted to get out.
You fucking dweeb.
I'm not a dweeb. I'm engaged.
Engaged to be dweebed.
Yeah, dude.
Stop it.
Bullying's not okay. Mike, time for your third pick.
Don't use words, Sean.
Sam already said it, you chode.
So it's still on the board.
It's still on the board, though.
Chode's still in it.
Mike, time for your third pick.
I'm gonna go chief.
Yeah. Yeah. The way you say it.
The way you say it.
The way
I say it.
I saw him do it to a door guy who wouldn't let us on the roof one time, and it was very
Was that the wedding party? The night of the wedding party?
Oh yeah, my engagement party.
Yeah, when he was wearing a suit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I remember that. There were like 30 of us come up and onto the roof, and I'm like, I bet not. But I'm gonna try, but I bet not.
Also, I was not as ready to fight that door guy as Mike was. I'll say that for sure.
What happened?
Listen.
We were trying to go to the roof.
Mike's engagement party.
So I was a guest at the hotel. I had explained to the fucking the host at the beginning of the night what was happening. I had explained 2 days before what was happening. And then I went down to the door guy earlier in the night. I said, hey, you know, I talked to the hostess before. There's like 30 people coming. She said, this is all taken care of. This is all taken care of, right? And he's like, yep. And then I came back down, and then it suddenly wasn't taken care of. And I was just like, all right, fucking everybody, let's go. We'll go to the bar down the street. And then where do we went to fucking...
No, he said, fuck you, chief.
Yeah, that's probably what
Let me tell you what kind of place this was where Mike thought 30 goons were going to be able to come up, myself included.
When it was place.
When I got there, Kristen Bell was in the hotel bar. That was the kind of place we were at. And it was like, everyone up to the roof. And I'm like, I don't think so. I'm going to try. But I bet you they're going to shut that down.
I can only be the least qualified person to be there in that scenario. You know what I mean?
Mike was wearing a nice suit, though. He could have been.
Right.
For sure. Mike could have gotten up there, probably.
He could have been on Smallville. Is that what
I had a suit and a pair of Kyrie 4s.
No, he was getting married.
Absolutely.
Chief is great. Chief is like getting poked in the sternum.
Uh-huh. That's the thing. It's a chest poke of a word.
You know what I think of is when in Dazed and Confused, and he's like, someone's toking some reefer, and he goes, yeah, I'm smoking pot. What's up? And he goes, oh, I didn't mean anything. Then he goes, well, why'd you say that then, Chief? And then I was like, oh, he's mad at him. That
ironically, because chiefin' means smoking weed, too.
Old Chief's Mad Bulls over there.
Yeah.
Well, I think most of the...
You're wearing the outfit to break this down, too. It's awesome.
Well, no, it's like, you think you're the boss? It's sort of like, I know maybe this is another one, but like boss. That's when you pull that out, it's like,
bro, you got to stop it.
Boss, I feel like, is more endearing than chief. Chief is like.
But like, you could say it in like a shitty way.
No, boss is what grown men call fat children.
Yeah. Yes, it is. I got called boss all the time as a kid.
Of course. That's
this old Greek guy called me boss.
I didn't make it up.
this old Greek guy called me boss.
I'd go to the original Mad Greek Deli, and I'd walk in, and he'd be like, what's up, boss? And then he'd give me a big cookie with M&M's in it.
Dude, they love calling fat kids boss, and they love calling fat kids little man.
Yeah.
Because you weigh the amount of a man. Yeah. But you're little.
But you're little though.
But you're little. What's up, little man?
My buddy Andrew in third grade, he was like a little hefty, and they used to call him the 80-pound monster.
Whoa.
I'm just thinking of like how like small 80 pounds is, but like how large it is for a 8-year-old.
How's his eating disorder working out now?
Oh, he's healthy as hell. I bet he is.
He didn't want to be
a svelte man.
He had all these Boston kids calling him the 80-pound monster.
I never called him the 80-pound monster. He was my friend. He still is. Shouts to Andrew. All my friends from home are named Andrew, though.
Mike calls me the 80-pound monster on text.
Oh, yeah, Sean, time for your third pick.
My third pick, I'm going to say prick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, prick isn't a swear word. I always think of it as a swear word.
Well, that's
where
I was borderline. It's not. But that's like the closest I'm going to get. Cause, and I think I've told this before. When little window into the youth. When I was a child, my dad got, one time while I was there, he got arrested. And it was in a small town. And my uncle knew.
The one time's were there, too.
My uncle knew the judge because they all went to school together. It was my uncle's wedding. We had driven to Sheridan, Wyoming. And so that my uncle was on the phone.
That's you don't have to say driven. Everybody knows you can only drive to Sheridan, Wyoming. Yeah.
So my uncle's on the phone, and I'm a kid, and all I hear is my uncle. I hear his side of the conversation. He's like, "Just let Pat out. It's my wedding tomorrow." And then a silence, and he goes, "What?" And he slammed the phone down. And he goes, "Prick." And he just looked back, and I was like, "Okay, so that's the worst thing you can call someone because my uncle's that mad, and that's what he said." So
do you let Pat out though?
Did he let Pat out? No, he did not.
God damn.
He missed my uncle's wedding.
God, you made it though.
I think I did.
Your childhood was hard.
I'll go to the bar in the afterlife that my father and uncle are being kicked out of right now and ask him at some point. But yeah, it was to me that's always been like the worst thing. If someone ever called me that, I don't think it's ever happened, but I think I'd get pretty peeved if someone called me a prick.
I think that's close to fighting words, bro.
Like, what if we made the shittiest Soul remake with Sean meeting his dad and his uncle at a bar, like in the bar in Purgatory?
You can't say the N-word in Pixar movies.
You know what company would make it? Pricksar.
I was trying to think of something, and there it was. Yeah, Pricksar. That was. If I'm real mad again, this goes back to traffic. But if I'm upset. That's the where I'm like, prick, and I'll just say it like that if someone.
No,
cuts
I'm
me
thinking
off.
About it. Like, I feel like if somebody called me that, like for real to my face, that is like close to like, hey, what the fuck are we gonna do about this?
Yeah, yeah, that's where you stand up and you're like, well, I mean, are you serious?
I can't just like let you call me a prick.
No,
that's
prick
like
is tough.
Pretty...
Prick is like a verbal slap in the face.
And yeah, that's pretty bad.
It's onomatopoetically sounds like a slap. Like, prick.
Did you just say onomatopoetically?
Yeah.
That's how you know my man's girlfriend writes books, dog.
That's right, dude. She's got four books, dude.
That's how you know onomatopoetically.
What was it? To go back to it, you used another word.
She's writing two books right now. Okay, go ahead, Sean. Sorry.
When you were talking about Zach's chicken fried rice thing and it was a stolen chicken fried rice, you used a word I've never heard. What was it? Started with a P.
I don't remember.
It wasn't
go back
procured.
45
it was,
minutes now.
Well, anyway, I'll listen. And I'll anyway. Somebody tweeted at me, but okay. Yeah, prick.
Put me on that tweet too, because I'll forget in about 10 minutes. But it'll be a fun reminder.
Yeah, it was you, and not a story about something fried rice. Anyway.
Oh, his radicalization.
No, that doesn't start with a P. Prick.
A parable.
What?
His parable? I don't remember.
There's a word
anyway.
I didn't know. I know those words. Give me a little credit.
Well, stop being a prick. time for my third and fourth picks, as it is. A serpentine draft.
A serpentine.
My third pick, I'm taking moron.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
I love
that's
calling
great.
Someone a moron.
Fucking moron?
Fucking moron? Yeah. Well, I don't know. You tell me, moron.
That's also... Because that one is like, it really, the ones that are the worst are the ones that really cut you down, and that makes you feel bad. If someone's serious, and they're like, you sound like such a moron right now.
Yeah.
That could, because you can say that on a political floor, Like they, I could see like speakers calling another speaker. You sir, sound like a moron with yeah. that. Yeah,
it's also
like,
good for a group like the morons down at City Hall.
Yeah, all the yeah. morons down there.
Well,
you know, because like a lot of these words are like cutting, like they hit. You know what I mean? They like they have they're plosive. They punctuate like dweeb, yeah. nerd, bozo, chief. You know, schmuck. But schmuck. Moron. Is like a moron. It wipes.
That, yeah,
you know what
that's
I mean?
The only
moron.
One with no real like snap to it.
Yeah.
With no like no hard syllables, no
It's smooth.
That's more
it's
you've like, exhausted your efforts on this yeah, person yeah. at this point. Like, where you're like, dude, you're yeah. such a moron.
Mashing someone's
it's
face
a,
into
it's
whipped
a loft.
Cream.
It's a yeah. it's a lob. It's just like
it
I
is.
Give a
Yeah, it's a lob. Yeah, moron. All right,
I can't,
moron.
I can't give you better directions. I just stop being a yeah. moron. And just
a
get
prick
here.
Is a prick is a chest pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, prick is
moron's just a fucking
prick is fucked up though, bro. If you call somebody a prick, that shit's like bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, moron is fighting words too though.
Yeah. If you mean it, it all depends on how much you mean it.
Like,
yeah.
It's an escalation.
Oh. Moron. Yeah, it is. It, yeah, yeah. It
definitely. Especially if you say it to somebody you do, like without context, without yeah. like, you don't know this person. If I called somebody a moron on the street, like, I understand that there's going to be a response. If I call Sean a moron, it's different. Like,
in a
he
customer
can't understand
service environment,
it feels mean enough that I wouldn't call Sean.
Go back to that cartwheel.
In a customer service environment, it's like as about as mean as you can get.
That will make me. Yeah. I've been called a moron. I've done plenty of customer service, and I'm sure I will again. But yeah. when someone calls
me
a moron,
not. Don't do that. Hold on, skirt. No, you're
I
not
just,
gonna do it again.
Some,
don't,
I'm just
no,
saying.
No, stop it. You're not.
Well,
you're not gonna do that.
Here's what
don't,
I'll say.
I don't.
Is that
I'm
when
not
someone
attacks?
Not in 2021. Not in 2020. I would have let you said that. I'm not letting you say that in 2021.
Towards customer service, people will attack your intelligence a lot because it's an easy way to make you feel bad, and that is one of the most biting.
Yeah.
Where they're like, "Are you a moron?" Where
are
they
you
do
a
that,
moron?
You're like, "Bro, brass knuckles aren't a moron. Why don't you show up to the doorstep? Call me a moron. We'll see what time it is." It's infuriating.
Brass knuckles was my next pick, you fucking asshole.
Speaking of the next picks, my fourth pick is derelict.
Oh, look at you going to college on these,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah. Calling someone a fucking derelict.
I think you can derelict my balls, Capitan.
Derelict these nuts.
It's just someone who's fucking, you have no care of self. You have no pride. You're
is that
a fucking
what it is?
Derelict.
Just like a downtrodden, just
yeah,
like
a derelict is like mad dirty. Like
dereliction
derelict,
of duty.
Like,
yeah.
Like you smell like nuts, bro.
Yeah, you're fucking gross.
Derelicts smell like nuts.
Derelict is a person without a home, job, or property. So it's kind of mean, but it also the adjective is like in very poor condition as a result of disuse and neglect. Just like a fucking, like you're a fucking derelict. You're fucking gross.
Oh, fuck. I just looked at my list. Chode was on there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Sam stormed the gates and took it, dude. That was the best cameo. No, it wasn't. It was up there with one of the best cameos.
Pretty good cameo, though. Yeah.
Kill him. Derelict is like mean. It's like really mean, too.
Yeah.
That's like,
it's mean.
That's very mean.
It's like, it's somebody who's just like negligent, right?
Yeah. Just someone gross. You fucking derelict. Like, if, like, you're supposed to be on a podcast at 9, you know?
right. You're supposed to be on a podcast at 9
yeah.
with some of your best friends in the world who told you what time it was going
to
be on.
And now you're going to have to cut it short at some point.
And then
point
you
because,
sleep in and somebody has to call you and then call your fiance.
Oh, you called Liz?
Yeah, of course I called Liz, you loser.
You derelict?
Yeah, you fucking derelict.
She literally, because I had an alarm go off.
Stop.
And she's like, give
blame.
Me that. And like, I was like, what are you doing?
Stop
and she's
it.
Like, turning your alarm off.
My man,
I was like,
we,
no.
have, we have literally
and
10
then
minutes
I fell back
left.
Asleep.
We have all 10 right, minutes left. Right. So, Mike, your fourth pick?
Right.
Oh, my fourth pick. So, I'm going to go with Dummy.
Yeah. You love Dummy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a big Dummy user, and it's awesome.
Oh shit, I skipped Sean. Sean, it's your pick. My bad.
Oh, I was right there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was torn between two, and I think I'm gonna go wet blanket. I like calling someone a wet blanket.
Yeah.
It's a two worder, and it's a lot more fun than the other ones. This isn't something where I have to be furious with you. This is just like well, you're being a real wet blanket, but I guess we'll just stay here, won't we? That kind of thing.
I like calling someone a wet blanket.
Very lighthearted. We don't need to dwell, as the next pick has already been made, and it's much more colorful.
It still sucks to get called a wet blanket.
It does, but it's more of like a, aw.
Shit never happened to me, though.
Yeah, ain't nobody calling me a wet blanket.
Not even once, boy.
I've never been a wet blanket.
Not even one time.
I might have been a wet blanket one or two times,
actually. I'll tell you who we call a wet blanket is Torque Daddy, the big Torque Dog. He's a wet blanket time and time again. Yeah. Just weighing everyone down.
Excellent. So, Mike, you taking dummy.
Dummy, yeah. You know, like I said, two-syllable word, got some fucking snap to it. It lets you know what it's about.
Dummy is another one that can turn something playful to very serious really, really quick.
Yeah. If I called somebody I don't know a dummy, that's an act of aggression.
Well, let's say I got a scenario. We're at the Roost and like a couple dudes cut in front of you or like sidle next to you, but they get a drink first and you're like, Ian comes up and he goes,
I take their chicken wing and beat their ass.
No, Ian comes up and he goes, hey, will you order me a cutty? And then Mike goes, yeah, I will, as soon as these dummies order. And then they turn around.
That's exactly how that would have gone. You say it loud enough
for them to hear on purpose. Oh, and then all of a sudden it's on like Michelle Kwan.
People lost their life off of turning around on a dummy.
But that is exactly how that would go. Yeah, as soon as these dummies are done.
Dude's been killed off of that. Turn around on a dummy?
I can hear you saying it, dude. I can hear it. Yeah, as soon as these dummies order.
Sorry, did you call me a dummy?
Yeah, I got this blackjack in my pocket. Who's a dummy?
Yeah. Oh, that's tight.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I don't know who has a blackjack in their pocket.
Mike has got a blackjack. That's the like leather thing that's like six inches, right? Yeah, Mike had a Jack Black.
A Jack Black
is different.
It's a very Irish weapon. My turn?
It is your turn.
My next one is... This one is anytime anybody's ever called me this, it's hurt so bad. Goofy.
Oh,
that shit hurts your fucking feelings.
As a noun?
I did have goof. I had goof on the board.
You're fucking goofy, bro. Yeah, what you do is goofy. That shit is like, that shit feels bad.
Makes you feel juvenile.
Yeah, and it just makes you like, it's like the worst kind of, like you're not serious at all. You're fucking goofy. I can't even take you seriously. You're goofy. Oof.
Goofy feels like it pairs well with a number of other ones.
Fucking?
As an adverb, it's great.
Yeah.
As a noun, it hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, goofy's never, that shit always made me feel so bad.
Not adverb, adjective. If you called someone
this goofy moron, then it's like, I don't know how to goofy. Feel.
Oh, yeah.
Or just like the idea of like, oh yeah, I don't fuck with Sean, he's fucking goofy. Yeah.
Did you just question if it was an adverb or not, Ian?
Yeah.
So let me tell you guys,
an adverb.
The first Valentine's Day that the Queen and I were out ever,
not what I thought you were going to say.
Well, this is funny because I felt like a moron. This is one of those times we did a Mad Lib and, you know, it's like, I need an adjective. I need a whatever. And she goes, I need an adverb. And in my mind, I was like, uh-oh. I have no idea what an adverb is. And so I can't remember exactly what I did, but I started taking drinks or something, and then I think she
you tried to drink your way into knowing what an adverb was.
She got the cue, and she's like,
you're goofy.
She was like, you know, like that, like this, and I stopped and I was like, well, yeah, totally. I was just really thirsty. It was something like that. But I was like, dude, you need to check yourself. You do not know what an adverb is,
man. You
and
know
I
what's
still
up?
Don't
you know what's up with that? You're a fucking dweeb.
It's basically an adjective that describes the verb.
It modifies a verb quickly. Goofily would be an adverb.
It usually ends with L-Y.
Mike Malloy goofily put on a zip-up with no undershirt underneath.
Yeah.
Yo, listen, why is he out here like a sex trafficker, bro?
I'm just living my life. This is all I live in now is sweatsuit.
My man looks like the bad guy in Taken.
Dude, he's one of the outfits you can get in Grand Theft Auto 4.
For sure.
You gotta be out here in a mismatched sweatsuit right
My
now.
My name is Nico Bellic. This fucking guy.
He just lost 20,000 kroner on a Chechenian soccer match.
Oh, yeah. My man is thick in Chechnya with that fucking headband. This fucking guy.
I love it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Are we on round five?
It's weird that a goat hasn't walked by in the background.
Yeah, this is us. This is us. Hot new American show.
Yeah, speed round five.
All right, speed round five. Elizabeth Classic, I'm taking Dingus.
Dingus.
Ah, damn it. That's what I had next.
No, you don't.
Not anymore. Yeah.
I never. Who would have thought two people were having that?
Sell it to your goats.
Because, yeah, I was torn between Dingus and Dingbat, which I guess is what I'll take. Dingbat.
Dingbat.
That was on my list.
I had Dingbat on my list, too. Sean?
Dickweed.
Great. That's probably the best last round pickup.
You can't call someone a dick on TV. You also can't call someone a prick on TV. But like,
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's what we're going on swear words?
I think it's a good rubric.
I think it does have dick in it, bro. It does have dick in it.
Well, prick. But
all right, I'll meet you in the middle. All right. How about chump?
Yeah,
chump hurts your feelings.
And then you can throw like chumpzilla. You know, is fun.
Yeah. a lot of modifiers.
I regret taking derelict. I really do, but I can't. It's too late. It's too late to change it because I have two here I'd really like to take, but I can't.
I love it. We'll do an honorable mention right away.
Run the recap, and then we'll do a lot of stuff.
And then we'll do a lot of stuff left on the board. I'm gonna take Oaf.
That one too. That one is like a medieval.
That's only for fat dudes. Yeah. That's only for fat dudes.
Big fucking Oaf. And Lummix is one of the Lummix.
Also,
yeah.
I had Snorlax on my shit. But run it back.
I had Numbnuts.
Yeah.
No, we're gonna run it back. We have an order here, Mike. Sorry you came in an hour late.
Ian just took his last one, didn't he?
I did. Yeah. Oaf, and then I said Lummix is a synonym for Oaf. But here we go. David, you went first. David, you went first. You took Ding Dong, Dweeb, Nerd, Goofy, and Dingus.
I stand behind it. Mike, you went second.
You took Bozo, Jabroni, Chief, Dummy, and Dingbat. Sean, you went third. You took Coward, Joker, Prick, Wet Blanket, and Chump. I went last, and I took Schmuck, Knucklehead, Moron, Derelict, and Oaf.
Oh my god, that's rad. That's like one of the coolest recaps.
That recap made me feel bad about myself.
Marissa, do you have one?
I would pick Dingleberry.
Oh, Dingleberry.
Ooh,
yeah.
Dingleberry is good.
See, Ding's got a lot of Ding Dong, Ding Bat, Ding Dingus, Dingleberry.
These are the best things to insult people with. But can I just run it back? Dingleberry is when you have poop rolled up in your butthole hairs, right?
Yeah,
I think so.
That's a dingleberry.
Yes.
We left a lot of good ones on the board. Putz,
oh my god.
Ne'er-do-wells.
Chowderhead.
I thought you were gonna take Yutz, Ian.
Yutz, Putz. Oh yeah, Yutz is way out. I call a lot of people.
I got pant load.
I had a pant load.
Butthead.
Jabroni.
Balloonhead from Goodfellas or Casino. He used to call someone a balloon head. I always like that.
I had Jamoke.
Jagaloon. For sure.
Jagaloon, buffoon.
Oh, Jagoff.
I had Chode before that idiot Sam Talent buy his book Running the Light before that idiot Sam
Pud,
Talent.
Pud's another good Pud. One.
Scoundrel.
Yeah, Pud's good. Weenus. I had Weenus.
Wanker. Ball egg.
Buzzkill.
Ooh, Wanker is good.
What about a bastard? Is that you can't say that on TV?
I don't know.
A bastard is just like a thing that somebody is.
I know what a bastard is.
Sean, I'm looking at one right now.
I love you to death. You and I are both bastards.
I know that.
It's just like a thing people are.
That's an on paper thing.
Here's another thing. That's not an opinion.
It's a.
Yeah.
Here's another thing the two of you are ne'er do wells.
Dog, I've been trying to do well. I've been trying to do well.
We want to hear yours. Hit us up at AllFantasyPod on Twitter, AllFantasyPodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone on the All Fantasy Everything Patreon. Thank you so much for holding us down. Shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit. We love you. Thank you. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Slack. The fucking Slackity. Shout out to Saint Sue. Shut the fuck up, Sean.
Shut the fuck up, you dweeb.
I'm still not swearing.
Shout out to Saint Sue Carmel.
Happy late birthday, Brett.
Shout out to Saint Sue Carmel. before you get to these randos.
Get loud again like that.
Go ahead.
Happy late birthday, Brad. And to Doug from Michael, happy late 30th birthday. Those lates are on me.
You need to button up that Henley when you talk to me. I don't like it. I don't like it, bro.
Old DP?
I don't like it. It's way too open. It's way too open.
Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji Beats. Shout out to Danny Cuneo.
Cuneo, my man.
Cuneo.
Shouts to Danny, the young boy.
I'm gonna text him after this. I fucking love that kid.
He rules.
And more important than all of that, tune in again next week to another brand new ocean. Shout to Frankie Ocean. That's what my brain was doing.
What are you doing?
I was thinking about how I didn't say Frankie Ocean. Shout to Frankie Ocean.
That happened because Sean opened his Henley.
And ocean of possibilities opened up.
Yeah, that's what
and
happened.
And more important than all of that, tune in again next week to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shiklackety.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.